Water is the most precious natural resource in the world. Without it, we would all be short of food and possibly die from dehydration. It is a resource that cannot be replaced or duplicated by science. It has been relatively the same capacity on Earth since Jesus washed John's feet. However, it's a diminishing resource. With climate warming, the glaciers are melting away, the Columbia ice fields that send water to three oceans is a fraction of its original size. The water that goes to the oceans returns to us as rain. However, the fresh water that goes into fracking never returns. It's lost forever from our needs or use. So when water is such a critical diminishing resource, why does the Alberta Department of Environment, whose responsibility is to save our water, okay its use for fracking? That is beyond my understanding. Yes, we need fossil fuels, but there's not much sense having gallons of gas on hand when you are dying of dehydration from lack of access to fresh water. I think Mr. Jason Nixon, Minister of Environment and Parks, needs to give his head a good shake and be more concerned about saving this precious critical resource than helping his oil buddies fracking with our precious fresh water as they are doing right now, pumping 90,000 gallons of fresh water out of the Little Red Deer River each day to use for fracking at a rig site northeast of Cremona. Yes, energy is important, but is it worth the risk of dying from dehydration for the lack of fresh water in the future? Think about it, people, and give Mr. Nixon a call. Daryl Florence, Cremona.